But a lot of mammals are nocturnal. They work really hard to remain unseen by humans. And so the window into their lives is really the tracks and signs they leave behind. So anybody want to take a crack at what we've got on the screen here? Very good. We've got a raccoon walking up the road. We've got this is actually a spotted skunk loping up the road. And then anybody want to take a crack at a make of that? Homo sapien there, yes. Third species. And of course, besides just identifying what the animal is, there's stories to be told from the tracks and signs that animals leave behind. And you don't need, this is one of the things I love about wildlife tracking, is it's not rocket science. And if it was, I probably wouldn't be very good. It's simple observations and simple deductive reasoning can lead to really amazing stories. And then, of course, there's interactions between animals as well, right? And these are two animals that one of them we see quite often, and one of them we see quite rarely. This photograph I took on a riverbank on the Skagit River on the other side of the mountains here, and it was a beautiful spot. If you were canoeing the river, you might pull out and have a picnic there on the beach. And just a little bit of knowledge about tracks and signs can help really realize that this is like a Discovery Channel place going on here, that there's hunting, big cat out hunting deer, just the same way you might turn on the Discovery Channel. And you can see that story written into the landscape right here in your own backyard. So this is the deer and a mountain lion.